The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 15th. Today's word is belfry, spelled B-E-L-F-R-Y. Belfry is a noun that means a bell tower, especially one surmounting or attached to another structure. Belfry can also mean a room or framework for enclosing a bell or the seat of the intellect, the head. Here's the word used in a sentence from 2 years before the mast by Richard Henry Dana Jr. The mission stands a little back of the town and is a large building, or rather collection of buildings, in the center of which is a high tower with a belfry of 5 bells. Surprisingly, the word belfry does not come from the word bell, and early belfries did not contain bells at all. Belfry comes from the Middle English word berfrey, a term for a wooden tower used in medieval sieges. The structure could be rolled up to a fortification wall so that warriors hidden inside could storm the battlements. Over time, the term was applied to other types of shelters and towers, many of which had bells in them. This association of berfrey with bell towers seems to have influenced the dissimilation of the first R in berfrey to an L, and people began representing this pronunciation in writing with variants such as belfrey, belfry, and belfry, the last of which has become the standard way of saying and spelling the term. On a metaphorical note, someone who has bats in the belfry is insane or eccentric. This phrase is responsible for the use of the word bats meaning insane, as in, are you completely bats? And the occasional use of the word belfry meaning head, as in, he's not quite right in the belfry. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.